Hi guys, it's Miss Snyder. I'm going to start doing these podcasts, and it's something that I learned about in a training, or I should say I knew about podcasts. I've listened to them. My son enjoys anytime we're in the car listening to podcasts and getting information and learning about different things. But I recently learned in a training about an app where you can make a free account and easily make your own. So I wanted to share it with you, and I wanted to kind of model what it would look like and sound like. And the first one that I want to do is over some things that we've been talking about in math class. And we've been talking about multiplication and division. We've got our test coming up next week. And so I really want to go backwards a little bit to review what exactly is within a multiplication and division problem. And I hope you guys, enjoy talking about math and listening to each other as much as I do, because we need to remember that there's not only one teacher in the classroom. So I really want you guys to take advantage of using this app and learning how to, navigate its features and how to share, because you guys are coming with totally different experiences. You've had many, many people that you've learned from, just like I have. So think about all the knowledge that we have within one classroom and what a gift it is that we could share it with each other. So I really want us to take advantage of this, and I think it'll be really good for us to help us all to continue growing, because I really like when we use each other as resources. Not just between you and myself, but also, with each, from student to student as well. So, about multiplication and division. And one of the first things that we talked about was this idea that every single multiplication and division problem has a total, a group, and a quantity. And the quantity is that number that's within the group. And so we called it TGQ for short, and it was just our way to kind of see if we see the problem as talking about groups, we know we've got two options. So we can't just learn how to multiply, and we can't just learn how to divide. We have to be able to read a problem, a word problem, and we have to find those three things. I have to know which operation to use. Do I need to multiply? Do I need to divide? So I have to know those things so that I make sure that I am using the right operation so that my final answer is correct. And so we really want to break down these word problems and chunk the information. And you can think of it, we could call it the zoom in process. We want to zoom in to each key piece of information and really analyze it and really think to ourselves, what does this mean? What does this look like? What do I already know about what my answer is going to be? So when we look at a multiplication problem, I'm just going to come up with one right now. Let's say that I've got 45 different kids that are going to get three pieces of candy each for Halloween. So every time I see one of my 45 kids, they're going to get three pieces. So this kid gets three pieces, this kid gets three pieces, three pieces, three pieces, three pieces, three pieces. And so when we think about groups, normally when kids start multiplying, they draw circles and they put dots in the circles. Or, when they get a little bit older, they turn that circle into maybe a bar to represent a bar model. And so when we talk about groups, we're talking about the circle, that bar. We're talking about the thing that is going to get something or something that has something. So this could be a shelf, and a shelf is going to get books. Or it could be a bus, and the bus is going to get kids to go on the bus, or a car, and the car is going to get people to ride in the car, or a box, and there's going to be pencils inside the box. So these are all examples of groups where the group either has something in it or is going to get something. It's holding something. So we can think of it as that circle going backwards a little bit to when we first learned multiplication and we learned about groups. We can think of it as that circle. It's getting those dots inside, okay? So in my story, the thing that is getting something are those 45 kids. Those 45 kids are going to get 3 pieces of candy each. Well, the quantity is the number that is within the group. So the number that each kid is getting, since the kid is my group, is 3. So we know that each kid is getting 3, and I'm going to have 45 of those different groups. So think of it as if each of those kids is getting 3 pieces, we can think of this as repeated addition, which we learn is one of the ways or another way to show multiplication. So 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3, 45 different times. Now, as we get older, our numbers get much larger, and we know that there's easier strategies to do, such as multiplication, and we can find our same answer. So the answer that we're going after is the total. If I ask the question, how many pieces am I going to be getting, you know, giving away, if each kid is getting 3 pieces and I've got 45 kids, that's going to be a much bigger number than what I'm starting with. So when we're multiplying, we're taking those two factors and we're multiplying them together, and we're coming out with a product. The product is going to be our end result. It's going to be much larger than what we're starting with. And so that can be kind of a way that we self-check ourselves. If we come up with an answer that's smaller, we know we made a mistake somewhere along the way. Our answer should always be getting bigger. So when I do that 45 times 3, my product is going to be the total that my kids are going to be, or the total amount of candy that I'm going to be passing out and that those kids are going to get. So that's an example of multiplication, but we can take this story and we can rewrite it and we can turn this into a division problem to see what that difference would be. I can take a total number of candy and I can say, if I have, I'm just going to throw out a number, let's say I have 120 pieces of candy, and I want to give all of my 120 pieces away, I can come up with whether I'm going to talk about the number of kids that are going to get it or the number of pieces I'm going to hand out. The number of kids that were going to get it, we said, was our group, since they're the ones getting something. And the quantity that they would each be getting, that's my quantity that is it within each group. So in a division problem, you're always starting out with a total. So it's opposite of how we did with multiplication, because in multiplication problems, we were searching for that total. Now we've got the total. It's either the group or the quantity that we're missing. So here, let's just go kind of similar with the previous problem. If I'm starting out with 120 pieces of candy and I give 3 pieces to each child, how many kids are going to be able to get 3 pieces each? So here, I know the total of candy I have, and I can think of this as, if repeated addition was connected to multiplication, I can think of repeated subtraction as the same thing as division. So I've got a total, and if I keep, you know, taking away and deducting from my number, so every time, let's say a kid comes up to me, I give you 3. Well, now I've got 117. And then another kid comes up and I give him 3. Now my number keeps dropping. And every time my number keeps dropping, it's dropping by 3. So I'm repeatedly subtracting 3. Okay, so I want you to see the connection between that with a division problem. You're taking away groups of 3. Now, the question is asking us, how many groups of 3 are we taking away? So once I divide that, I would get my answer, And I would have that answer of how many kids were able to get candy. And one of the things that we need to think about with division is, because we know how and when we're dividing, the connection between division and multiplication, once I have my answer, after I've divided that out, I can go back and multiply and find if I did this correctly, because there's a connection there. Every single problem has a total, a group, and a quantity. So I can manipulate those, and I can think about, connect it back to what we learned about fat families with multiplication and division, and I can check myself to see if I'm doing it correctly, because I know how those numbers can be moved around to get, you know, just like a self-check to where I can see if I'm doing it correctly. So I would love for you guys to take this information, think about what we've been talking about in class. And again, I can't just teach you multiplication. I can't just teach you how to divide. I've got to have you be able to read a problem and then be able to apply those strategies. And the one we used was UPS, where we really broke down and we said, okay, do we understand the problem? Do we know what the T is? Do we know what the G is? Do we know what the Q is? Which one is missing? If it's the total, okay, I know I'm dividing. If it's the group or the quantity, I know I'm going to be, the first one, if I know the group and quantity, I'm multiplying. If I don't have either the group or quantity, but I do have the total, I know that I'm dividing. So we really got to understand the problem. Then we have to come up with a plan. The plan is, okay, now that you know which one is missing, what's our plan? Are we going to multiply or are we going to divide? And then how are we going to do it? If we're multiplying, what strategy worked best for me? Was it the box? Was it standard algorithm? Which strategy was I most successful with? I really want to develop that and make it really, really strong so that I'm confident when I know I'm multiplying, I know I'm going to do those steps correctly because I've mastered that concept. And then once we do it, we've got to solve it. And we've got to solve it with accuracy. We've got to justify our answer. We have to say, does our answer make sense? Go back to the story. What was the question? If you're multiplying, did your number get bigger? If you're dividing, did your number get smaller than your total? And we've got to have those ideas going on in our brain as we're doing this. We've got to think. We have to ask ourselves, does this make sense? We have these kind of situations pop up in our life all the time, and if it was happening in real life, it wouldn't make sense. If I have a pizza and it's cut into 6 slices and I'm going to share it with my friend and I say, oh, friend, you can have 8 pieces, but the pizza only has 6, that doesn't make sense. If someone told me that in real life, I would look at them like they're crazy, but yet we write these numbers that don't make sense all the time. So we've got to stop and we've got to think and we have to pay attention to what we're doing, okay? So I want you guys to take this information again, think about what we've been talking about in class, go through all those steps that we've been doing, and I would love for you to come up with a problem, and it doesn't have to be anything too drastic. You can use smaller numbers. The real thing that I want you to share is those components of the total, the group, and the quantity, and I'd like you to say, okay, here's how this works in a multiplication problem. Here's how this works in a division problem. And really look at the difference between the two, but also how are they connected. So you can listen to this, review the parts that I talked about. I love to hear your explanation. This app is called Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. And you can create a free account. And you can go and make your own podcast, and I'd love for you to play with it and be able to share it with me so I can pass it on to the rest of the class so, again, we can really learn from each other. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.